And I'm very excited now because we got a special guest in the studio. The Skucks Cowboy himself, 2026 Billy T nominee, comedy icon, Kipling DC. Welcome.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you. But as it's proper, my proper titles should come forth.
I just wanted to give people like a kind of intro into like who you are.
There's no other context that needs to be given about me. That's my whole whakapapa right there. That's all you need to know.
Oh, oi, all good. But do you want to just introduce yourself to everyone listening?
Yeah, kia ora. My name's Kipling DC. I'm a comedian based down in Ponake. I'm a 2026 Billy T nominee this year. I've got a show in the Comedy Fest in May called, which is sort of about my life. It's called Skucks Cowboys Get Lonely Sometimes Too. It's a show really just sort of about, you know, finding yourself as a Skuck, because it's hard. Like, I don't think people realize that when you are a Skucks cowboy as a profession,
hard
that
out.
It has heaps of, like, we talk about nurses, you know, and we talk about teachers.
Shut up.
But I mean, you know, like, there's heaps of pressure, but I feel like people don't understand, you know, like, oftentimes they have colleagues that they work with, but for me, it's just like, I'm the only one.
I'm the only one,
you know.
And how did you, like, so this show's about your life. And have you known your whole life that you're a Skucks cowboy, or is this just kind of just like a recent development?
About 6 months ago, I left my job as a communications advisor for the Education Review Office.
Shout out.
And then I was like, man, what's next? And, you know, I was already doing, you know, comedy was a thing, but that's not a job, that's just a passion.
No.
And needed something to pay the bills. And turns out becoming the skills as a like a media liaison, like comms advisor, yeah, into a Skucks cowboy is quite transferable. Yeah.
True, like, because what are the transferable skills?
Just talking, communication,
understand,
like meeting people in the middle and stuff. And also like being a Skucks, that's quite natural there. But really, like, I thought, oh, you, what I need to get any upskill to stuff to do the job, but really you just need a hat.
So you bought a hat?
I bought a cowboy hat, and now, yeah.
Where'd you buy the hat from?
Look Sharp, which is a,
yeah.
You know, do you have Look Sharps up here?
I'm sure we do, but okay. I really miss the Tory Street one.
I know. Is this going to just turn into us talking about hyper-specific locations in a city the listeners don't know that well?
Yeah, this is actually just going to turn into some Wellington.
Yeah, quote. This is going to be like when you watch What We Do in the Shadows and then you finally visit Wellington, you're like, wow, well, this is all the places. It's like,
yeah, that is,
based
this,
off this interview, they're going
to have
that.
This is very
experience.
Similar to What We Do in the Shadows. So, yeah, can you... you said it's about your life. What are kind of, you know, some themes that you're going to be covering in this show?
When I say it's about my life, it's really, I mean, kind of behind the wall, you know, behind the curtain a bit about what the show is. Last year I did a show called Big Dog, because that's like most
that's
of you
name.
Probably actually do know me as Big Dog.
Oh, fuck up.
You know, now I've kind of, you know, I did that show, and that show was sort of like a bit about, you know, like me sort of presenting this false confidence kind of like just trying to put that onto myself, but also be funny. And then this show, I think, is a little bit more about like just sort of being that 8-year-old kid again, you know, like, and so there's some stuff in there that you might be like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's cool. I can see the meanings and stuff of there, but it's really just like an experience for me to take an hour and force you guys to like play my game, you know, like with me, just so I can have some friends to like, you know, ride around as cowboys and stuff. Like,
yeah, hard out. So is there going to be like a lot of cowboy action?
Well, yeah, like you say cowboy, like really cowboy is like a misnomer for the brand, because like cowboys, they're in it for the cows. Like a lot of people get confused by this. They're like, oh, you know, like, oh, he's like robbing trains and stuff, like a cowboy. And I'm like, well, no, that's actually just like a farmer who was a cowboy, right? Like, you know, most of the time they do that. Like, really, I'm actually like an outlaw, because
oh
I'm outside the law. And that's more so like what we're doing, because like, you know, following the rules, that's not as cool, the kind of thing. So like, working a bit on that. So it is very like outlaw sort of thing, but we've just branded it as cowboy because people aren't as educated around the difference between an outlaw and a cowboy.
And will that be part of the show?
Yeah, we'll probably go into, there's a lot of semantics. probably 90, I think 90% of the show might actually semantics. Be that specific semantics. Like, we'll just cover the admin at the top.
I actually love that. We'll just be like, okay, we're just going to get to some stuff at the top, and then you spend...
There will be like a wild shootout like at the end of the show, but like I need you to understand the key differences and the terminology that we're going to be using. Exactly. Otherwise, some people will get confused.
Yeah, and then you spend the whole 90% of the show just talking about the
people
semantics.
Are like, oh, cowboy is not really like gender neutral. It's quite specific. And then I'm like, okay, cow person, that just gets people real confused. Like, in general, like half man, half cow. That's a minotaur. That's a totally different thing.
I know. We haven't really worked out a gender neutral.
There's like rancher, I guess.
Rancher.
Or like wrangler is terms sort of used. But like then again, we're not familiar. It's a mess. It's been a nightmare, honestly.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're doing this show so you can get to the bottom of this stuff. I also just wanted to ask for people that are unfamiliar with the Billy T Award, do you want to talk about what that is?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool award. It's so Billy T. James was like one of New Zealand's first and most famous like proper stand-ups and entertainers and comedians in the country and sort of in around the 80s. And we have since sort of named the award for like sort of like the best up-and-coming comedians, you know, like in the country can compete for this award. It's the Billy T. James Award. So there's five people that get nominated for this every year, and then all five of us come and present our we have to make an hour show, and we present that in the Comedy Fest, and then a bunch of cool people come and watch and judge us, and then you get given the Billy T. towel, which is what he's sort of famous for, wearing this bright yellow sweat towel when he like kind of performed. So
exactly, what do you think you'd do with the towel if you got it?
It's tough, man, because like I really, there's a part of me that's like, well, this is like really precious, you know, like
your tongue.
Genuinely, I'm like, I want to eventually, I don't want to think about that, because like all the other nominees as well like are so funny, like Samantha Hanna, Opiti Vaka, Henry Yan, and Joel Vincent, like go check out all their shows. But there's a thing too where it's like, well, this is like a funny thing, you know, like it should sort of like live its life, it tore around a bit, you know, like be used a little bit as a towel, you know, like
I think you should I think you should definitely use it as
a
towel
a little bit. But I want to I might see if I can make some like fake ones and so that I can like do some stuff with the fake one but still keep that one, because you know I want it to like be super rank, you know.
I love that.
My children are like, this is what they gave you, like the yuckest towel, like that's now just a rag in the bottom drawer.
And it's like you've like been, it's like when you have a rag as a child that you like sleep with, and you've like sucked on it and it's like been ripped to pieces
for sure.
That's, I remember, gonna be you,
Hoani Hotene, who was like last year's winner of the Billy T, he told me his towel is like, oh, it's kind of just like in a drawer.
That's really funny. Of course it is. And just some previous winners. We've got Abby Howes, Kuda Forrester, Angela Driver, David Krayos, Guy Montgomery, Rose Mutterfield, Guy Williams. Yeah, it's a long list of really incredible New Zealand comedians. And so, yeah, what does it feel like to be nominated for this award, Kip?
Oh, God, this is getting real. it's really cool. I've been doing comedy for about, since 2020, like I did my first show like the week before we went into lockdown.
Perfect.
So I had a little bit of a break between my first and my second show, but it's nice. Like it's cool to have something that sort of like says like, oh, maybe I am funny enough to like do this,
job. You are funny enough.
Oh, thank you. but also, that's really, can I quote that?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's funny enough as on the poster. but also like, it's sort of been a thing in my head for ages, you know, like Jan Marie, who is one of the very early winners of the Billy T, came to my like primary school, Mangkahia, you know, when I was like 7 and taught him. So like, I was like, oh wow, that's a job and that's cool. And then I went to my first stand-up comedy show when I was like 10 or 12, around that age, and it was Ben Hurley, Vaughn King, and Ewan Gilmore.
Yeah.
And that was like mind-boggling. And then when I went to high school, you know, on our honors wall, you've got you've got all the All Blacks and the military, you know, like veterans, and you've got all the politicians. And then at the end, like you've got Billy T. James, because you went to Whangarei Boys. And so it's like,
shout out Whangarei Boys.
Yeah, let's go. So it's like, it's just a cool thing to now be like, you know, that there's heaps of history behind it and with it too. So it's like, you know, you want to do the thing proud. And if I win it, that would be awesome. Like, that would mean heaps. But just to be nominated is like, you know, you're walking along like some people that are seriously funny.
Hard out. So agree with you, bro. And just to finish up, can you give us the details of your show happening here in Tāmaki Makaurau?
Absolutely. So I am in Tāmaki Makaurau from the 19th to the 23rd of May in the basement theatre in the studio space.
Shout out.
My show starts at 6:30, so you can go check it out and then check out a bunch of other shows afterwards as well. You can find tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz.
Oh, you truly have memorized all the details.
Yeah, I'm a bit neuro, where it's like, I need to know.
I've had
to type it out a lot to people and just be like, please come to the show. But yeah, come check it out. Like, you don't have to come, but like, I think
if you're listening right now, you should definitely come and check.
I mean, there's probably too many people listening right now. Like, then there's going to be some people who feel left out. So, like, all of you guys, like, talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because there's only, like, 70 seats a night, and I don't want it to be like, oh, man, I was listening, and then, like, so just, like, get amongst yourselves, talk, and be like, all right, I'll go this night.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Yeah, because you don't want, like, mates to not be able to go to, it could be confusing, so just start a group chat amongst yourselves.
Okay, thanks, Kip. You can see Kip's show at Kipling DC's show, Scuts Cowboys, at the 2026 Comedy Fest. Shot, Kip.
Woo!